Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and today I'm joined by a friend of the show, Marshall 205.
What's up?
What up?
Not much, man.
Gerald is off doing Gerald things, which means vacation number 2614 of the year.
Yeah.
The only
and I'm
person,
not on vacation.
Yeah, the only person I know that can even give you a run for your money.
Yeah. He's in Florida, I believe. I believe that's what I saw.
I don't know. I don't want to out his personal information.
Yeah.
Now, the last time you guys went on vacation together, this time you didn't get the invite.
No, I didn't.
How's that make you feel?
You know, it just lets me know where I stand with him, and then it'll just let me, you know, it helps me to come Christmas time on what to get him. You know, that Lego set's not looking so good now.
You know what I'm going to get him?
Same thing you got him last year.
Gift card for Zaxby's.
Hell yeah, chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he eats chicken.
Yeah. He does. He does eat chicken because you and I were talking on the phone the other day.
Yeah.
Also, we don't have a plan for this episode, so this will probably be a lot of this. But you and I were on the phone the other day, and somehow through the conversation, I know what the conversation was, but it dawned on me that I bet Gerald eats eggs.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and then so the next time that we talked, I confirmed with him that he does, in fact, eat eggs. Which means he does, in fact, eat chicken. And you may not feel that way, but I won't allow any other thought from anyone.
Yeah.
If you eat eggs, you eat chicken.
Well, he argued it with you. He goes, it's not the same thing. And I was like, hey, I'm not having this conversation right now because it is the same thing.
It is the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what I need him to understand. It's the same thing. But more than I need him to understand it, I need everyone else listening to understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I say he just gives in and just eats the chicken like he probably normally does.
But yeah, I know. He'll eat a tendy. I know he will. I want to Google, is eating an egg eating chicken?
Go ahead.
And let's see what the internet thinks.
I thought you were going to Google, has Gerald ever ate a tendy? That's going to be like, that's a weird Google, but go ahead.
I typed in is eating, and here's what popped up. Is eating ice bad for you, which is something you should Google.
Yeah.
Is eating before bed bad, which is something we should both Google.
Yeah.
And is eating eggs every day bad, which is odd.
which is something Gerald should Google.
Is eating eggs considered meat?
It's got protein.
It says while eggs are not considered dairy, they are also not considered to be meat. We do consider them to be poultry products. But
there
that isn't the same as meat. That's why vegetarians can eat them, but vegans can't, as they are still animal byproducts.
Yeah, well, you could have stopped before the last two things, because I don't understand vegans or vegetarians, so I don't have anything against them, I just don't understand.
It sounds like you do. It sounds like you want to get canceled.
Nah, I'm good with them. They're fine. You know, I'm a to each its own, man. I believe in just letting people live their lives and be happy.
According to Women's Health, it says,
okay,
this is the most confusing statement that exists, and it gives you no clarity on the situation. It says,
I'm not going to come in here.
Most eggs that people eat come from chicken. Chicken is poultry. That said, eggs are animal byproduct, and are unfertilized eggs from the chicken.
Hey, I gotta ask this question because it just leads. I mean, you said most eggs come from chickens. Okay, I know other things lay eggs, but who's eating those eggs?
You can eat like an ostrich egg, quail egg, duck egg. People eat duck eggs all the time.
Who? What people?
Lots of people. Dude, duck
All
eggs
right.
are fancy.
If you eat duck eggs and you're listening to this, I need you to at Gerald on Ed
That's
Hoffman show on the
on X.
Socials.
On X.
Yeah. And let him know that you eat. And matter of fact, shoot him a pic of you eating a duck egg. Because I believe a duck egg is a thing, but I don't believe as many people eat them as Ryan says so. But.
Yeah, if you've ever tried a duck egg, rise up.
Yeah, I have not.
And quail eggs, those might be tiny. I might have made that part up, but people eat duck eggs and
Yeah,
people eat ostrich eggs.
ostrich egg seems like something that would just be humongous.
Yeah, for it is. What
All right,
eggs do
now
you
I'm
think?
upset because you're acting like an ostrich connoisseur, like you know all about the
What
ostrich.
eggs do people not eat?
Snake eggs.
You don't think people eat? Do
Do snakes lay
people?
eggs?
Yeah. Do
Turtle eggs?
snake? People don't eat turtle eggs. That's fucked up.
They better not.
Sorry for swearing so early, but that's unacceptable to just be eating a baby turtle egg.
Yeah, 100%.
Do people eat snake eggs?
I would imagine people eat anything. I mean, I've watched Fear Factor. I watched people eat leeches. And you know what? I watched the episode of Fear Factor because my wife had it on. Back when Joe Rogan had the baby face. And,
Yeah, full head of luscious hair.
yeah. And they had to eat 10 leeches apiece. So here's what I was thinking. Rogan said to the people, don't think about it, just slurp them down.
Yeah, you don't like that advice?
So, no, I don't like that advice, and here's why. They're blood suckers. Like, you put them mugs in your stomach, how do they not, I understand your stomach has acid and stuff like that, but how do they not, like, latch onto the inside of your stomach or your esophagus and cause damage?
I think you answered your own question. They can't
Because of the
live in.
acid?
Yeah, I think so. They can't live in there.
Are you willing to risk it for the biscuit?
Yeah, because NBC can't kill you.
I
So
know NBC can't kill
somebody
you.
has somebody's a somebody's already done the homework to say you could it's gonna be all right.
Yeah. Hey, there's people with peanut allergies, man. They can't eat leeches and be okay.
Those people are bitches. Sorry, everybody.
I don't agree with that.
Don't let a nut take you down. Don't let a tree nut take you down. There's too many things in this world that are so much worse.
Yeah.
I get it, your throat closes up, but I say you fight through.
I say that if you have nut allergy and shaky leg syndrome, then you're a bitch, but only if you have shaky leg syndrome.
I don't know what that is. That sounds made up.
Google it. Shaky leg syndrome is a thing.
I got a maximum two Googles per show, and I wasted them on
Chickens,
I wasted them on our
eggs.
chicken eggs and can you eat snake eggs, which are also it said are considered a delicacy in a lot of countries.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
the more
Here's
you
your
know,
eggs. Can
it's
eat
called
them too.
caviar.
Yeah. Why are you yawning?
I'm tired.
Well, let's talk about the bad decisions you made last night.
So, well, let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about video games earlier than we ever do on any
Okay.
show ever.
Any show ever. I like it.
I finished Cult of the Lamb. I think maybe I started and finished Cult of the Lamb since the last episode. I don't even think I had played it on the last episode yet, because I was still playing through. Maybe I had started it.
Yeah, I think you had started it. But I know you
Oh,
roll credits.
no, I definitely did, because we talked about I found where you can order the action figures, and I want them.
Y'all were talking about that in the last episode.
So I beat it, air quotes, right? I roll credits. I'm in the post-game stuff now, which is some of the DLC stuff, and also there's just things I didn't do, before rolling credits. But I super enjoyed that game. When I started it, it's a game I've wanted to play for a long time, but when I started it, I felt like this maybe, I said when I played it, but Dredge feels like my game of the year as of right now, and I thought when I got into Cult of the Lamb that I might feel differently. But I don't. I really enjoyed my time with Cult of the Lamb. I think I still want to keep playing it. I still want to get those figures. Dredge just did all the right things for me at the right time.
Right.
But I really a lot of good things to say about Cult of the Lamb. It's a really fun game that balances. I mean, you've got that roguelike dungeon crawler, thing that's happening, but you also have the resource management and the leveling up of system on top of system, and then also the city builder thing going on. There's just so many things happening there, and I like almost all of them. The combat is simple, but the further you play, the more tarot cards you unlock, the more that you see, like, you kind of get a rhythm to the way those runs go, and they get harder every time you run back through the dungeon, which is also, it's causing it to scale with you, because the more you run it, the better you get at just how the fighting works, and your character will have better options as far as that goes as you level that up and everything from running, your area. So everything just ties back in together beautifully, but it's all the systems are really simple, but stacked on top of each other, it's a lot to keep up with.
Right.
But shout out to anybody who's thought about playing that game. You should play it. And shout out to that game. And I know Massive Monster, we talked about it. They're in a bit of a pissing match with why can't I think right now? With Unity, whether or not they keep their game up. They say they won't if Unity doesn't adjust the new payment structure, which is a little. It's probably a little out of whack from where they were, but the industry is, as a whole, is out of whack right now. So who knows what'll happen there, but that game is really wonderful, and I'm a fan of it. Now, you tried the free trial last night.
Yeah, I did. I did. So my experience with the game, normally in games like this, I'll hear you talk about them, and I may go check them out. Like Dredge, I've heard you talk a lot about Dredge. I watched some videos. I don't think Dredge is really for me. That doesn't mean it's not a good game. I just don't think that type of game is for me. So,
I agree with that.
I didn't play it, but The Cult of the Lamb, listening to you talk about, and then I watched you share play it, right, with a friend of the show, Patman, and I like the art style. The art style kind of had this cute little vibe to it, like, hey man, and it had to be, right, because you can't have humans out there doing some of the things you do in this game.
Yeah,
But
that game could go south real quick if it had real people in it.
yeah, so. But the meaning, right? The why behind what you're doing and why you're playing it and things like that are dark. Like it's got some dark moments and
Super
things like
dark.
that. But it is a game that requires, like, you can go out and hack and slash and have some fun with it. And then you can come back and do the building and creating and trying to make sure that your camp is good. And I mean, it's good. I'm enjoying it. The hour that I played it, I'm enjoying it. I'm gonna play it either on the Xbox or on the PlayStation, whether I have to buy it or not. Now, whether or not, I don't know that I'll do like you. I don't think that you'll see me with the figures or even with the DLC, but I would play it to roll credits because I think it's a game that would interest me enough to beat.
You do think you would play all the way through it? Because I expected you, we didn't talk about this before, but I'd expected you to say that you're glad you played it, but that's it. Like you're good now.
No, I think I'd play it. I think it's a game that I would see all the way through.
That
I enjoyed
surprises
it.
me. That surprises me a little bit.
I did enjoy it. I did enjoy the little bit of a bit of hack and slash that I had with it. And I like to name the characters people that I know, which I won't name them on this podcast, but I do like to do that to see if you can keep them alive and all that stuff. But I haven't even gotten anywhere close to being in the game. My guys aren't needing a lot at the current moment at the camp. So I know listening to you, you're like, man, they're pooping everywhere, they freaking, I don't know, they're hungry, the this one doesn't have the faith, I gotta lock him up and teach him a lesson. I'm like, hey, that's for sure. Like, they gotta pray more. I'm like, okay, all right.
So, that becomes that's the balance that makes that game so beautiful, which is the same thing that Dredge got right. You want to go out further in Dredge, you want to explore more, you want to catch fish that you haven't caught before, but that all has to be balanced with how far away am I from a dock? What kind of shape is my boat in? What do I have on my boat that I can't afford to potentially lose? That
Right.
balance makes it really good. And it's the same thing for Cult of the Lamb. So if I'm going to go into a dungeon, but my people aren't in the right headspace when I leave, then yeah, faith is going to be low by the time I get back. And the same thing goes for if they're hungry. If I leave them hungry, and then, I'm gone for 12 minutes in game, that might be 2 full days. So they might have been hungry when I left, but they're starving now. And so
Yeah.
they're unhappy, or I feed them a ton right before I go to make sure they're full. Well, they're going to the bathroom everywhere, and now people are getting sick.
Yeah,
And
'cause
so,
that is crap anywhere.
yeah, then I got to put them on bed rest. Well, now nobody's making anything, right? There's no faith being made. There's nothing's moving forward now because everybody's sick and in their own bed rest, So it's just that balance of like, when is the right time to go? And making sure
Right.
you go when it's time and not waiting until everything's going to hit the fan when you're gone. I like games with a good loop and a good balance, and that game just has it.
Yeah.
And it may not have it for everybody. I'm surprised that you didn't just immediately bounce off of it. Honestly, I didn't think you would have any fun at all with it. And I
Yeah,
don't know
I
if it's
think.
because it has combat and you weren't really expecting combat.
Yeah.
But I thought that you would just jump in there and then be like, "Hey, that's fine. Like I'm good."
Yeah, no, I think the combat's kind of what keeps me going. I like the exploration, being able to explore and do the combat. The art style again is cute and I like it. Some things that I think kind of look weird or goofy or what have you, but it's by design, right? It matches. Everything feels like it should feel, for the way it looks. But like I said, I'm enjoying it. I think I would play it through. I think I would.
I think the Xbox is the right place for you to play it because it's not going to cost you anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Versus if you have to buy it.
So I think that's probably where I'll end up. Which I'm playing Starfield over there,
Now, do you
and
want to talk about Starfield? Have you played enough of Starfield to talk about Starfield?
yeah, I could talk about it. I mean, without any spoilers out there, but it's I'm enjoying it. It's not a bad game. I'm enjoying the game. I told you, I think when I talked to you about it, that I got some No Man's Sky feel with it. But like, you go to the planet that you're going to, but you don't get to pick. Like, you can't just free willy land where you want to land. Like, it has certain locations that you can go to and things like that. So it's different in that aspect of it. It kind of keeps you, you can kind of go and do what you want to do. But the game also kind of keeps you hemmed up in a certain area that you need to be in, if that makes any sense.
Now graphically, you're still pretty early, right? You're a couple hours.
About six, maybe 6 hours.
Okay.
So, and I'll say that graphically it's beautiful. Like, it is a very beautiful put together game. Some of the characters, have some issues, just with how they, when they interact with you and they talk with you and stuff like that. Nothing like Andromeda when it came out, but like I say, it does have some fun moments to it. I am enjoying it, but here's the big but for me. I have not played it in probably 3 or 4 days, and I have not missed playing it.
Hmm.
So it's not been a game that I've been like, man, I just got to get back in that world.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think probably because my style of gaming has changed over the years. I used to, when Mass Effect was really, really big early on, before Andromeda, before some of those games, that I would play those games. And you would play a game, and maybe we would just be on a headset chatting. Now I'm just like, man, I just want to play something with these guys. You know, I want to play something with you. I want to play something with Gerald. I want to play something with Friend Show Patman. So I think I'm more along the lines of looking at interacting with you guys than I am to get into a single player game. Plus,
yeah, the hang
you
is
don't
a,
play on the Xbox.
Right. The hang is a big part of it now for me as well. Like, I enjoy playing. I hope I always do. But, you know, just getting on and chatting with you guys, which a lot of nights it's just you and me, but, you know, that's the part that I super enjoy and have fun with, when it's just, you know, it's not work, it's not anything. We just get on there and hang out and talk and goof off, and I like that. But it does influence what I play a lot of times, because when I think about, also we should have said to start with, Gerald, he's selfish and he went out of town, so we're having to do the show. And because you don't have a setup over there, we're just on the PlayStation chatting. So this audio is going to sound like it's from a cell phone. And we are actually, since you just said we don't really play other games in chat, really, that's exactly what we're doing right now. I feel like we should point that out. I'm actually playing Unpacking. I don't even know what you're playing. You switched over.
I'm playing Madden still.
Okay, so you're on Madden. I'm playing Unpacking, which I'll get back to, but, you know, I definitely feel what you're saying, because I used to, we almost exclusively didn't play games together. Everybody was playing something different and talking, and that just doesn't really happen anymore. And most of the time, that doesn't sound good either. You know, I like playing games together, and I mean, you and I play games together almost every day of the week.
Yeah, I would say, unless one of us are just super tired or got something major going on the next day to where we needed to be sharp and responsible.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of times where we probably should go to bed, but we don't go to bed because we enjoy each other just chatting about the day or just getting in a game and goofing off. But yeah, you're right, man. There's times where I've been like, hey, why in the hell are we playing Rocket League? Because we're terrible tonight. But we'll jump in there and we'll get drugged just because we want to play something together. And I think that probably started back in, I don't want to say it started in Wreckfest, but I think that you played Wreckfest because you wanted to play with me. And you liked racing games, but I didn't think that was kind of like, I built that game up, and I don't think it was ever the hype for you like it was for me. But we played a ton of it then. You know, we were really good at it. And we played a ton of that game.
We were the best at it.
And then you just decided one day that you were done.
Which, in fairness to Wreckfest, that's just a me thing. I play things. Rocket League is maybe one exception to the rule, but you know, I play things until I don't want to play them anymore. And I don't know what causes that, but there's like something in my head where I'm like, I'm good. You know, in Wreckfest, I use the excuse that we mop the floor with everybody, which is true. That game wasn't even competitive even anymore. Shout out to everybody we played with. But I mean, we would just get on there and wreck folks. And it wasn't fun anymore because we always won. And, you know, always might be an exaggeration. We rarely lost, though. I feel comfortable saying that. And it just, when I'm not passionate about something and I can win like that, for me, that, you know, the fun of that game was playing with you and was, you know, Wreckfest is fun because there's a certain amount of uncertainty in it, right?
Yeah.
Even when you're good, you can get screwed over, and that's interesting. That's frustrating as hell. But yeah. I do like that. The idea that the best guy doesn't always win, the best person doesn't always win, is interesting to me, except for when it's me that doesn't win.
Because Lord knows I heard enough of those in the night.
Yeah, I'm the first
if
one.
If you just race me clean, I mop the floor with you. I'm like, hey, the game's called Wreckfest, right?
I stand by that comment, though, because it's true.
Yeah.
Straight up, they got nothing for me.
It's not straight up racing. It's not Gran Turismo.
And if it was, they wouldn't have a chance.
Speaking of that, that's a game that I thought you and I would play together, and I don't know that we ever played it together.
It's not designed to play together.
Like, we both have a love for that game. I would say that yours probably isn't as strong anymore, but I actually beat that game. I actually rolled credits on that game.
It was a real time and place for me. Time and place game. I loved Gran Turismo growing up, but it just didn't hit as hard this time because I just don't. I don't know if I don't feel like I have the time to invest it, or honestly, kind of what I think my problem is I don't think that's how I want to spend my time.
Yeah, so that's something that I was going to bring up is that there's a level of what do I want to play? Like, I'm starting to get to where if a genre or a certain game doesn't captivate me, then I don't want to play it.
Yeah.
And I bought, you know, I like soccer. And I bought FIFA every year from 2017 on. And I did not buy it last year for the simple fact that, one, it was on Xbox for free, and two, I didn't play it. Like, it was not something that I was like, I want to play. I just want to play. And Madden, I hadn't bought, you know, this is the first time I bought Madden when it come out since I probably worked at GameStop. Usually I wait till it goes real cheap and scoop it up. But I knew I wanted to play the new career mode, and I'm enjoying the heck out of the career mode. I don't care nothing about playing it online. I don't care nothing about my team, and I know that people, like, that is huge. But I don't care nothing about that. I like this little, I made myself the quarterback, I'm on the Titans, and it's my story, you know. I don't, that's what I like. I enjoy that. So. Yeah.
It's weird to, you know, I'm really guilty about going through phases with different stuff, and you know, there's been games that I maybe never was into, but we just get in a rhythm of playing and it's fun. But I think the thing that you and I do wrong, and we always have done it wrong and we're aware and we still do it wrong, is when we find something that's fun or that one of us likes or that both of us like, we just wear it out.
Yeah.
To the point where one of us, and it's usually me, doesn't want to do it anymore. Because it's just, we play it every night for 3 weeks, and then you're like, all right, well, I don't want to do that anymore. Or I'm like that. You're usually fine either way.
Yeah.
But I get in my feels pretty quick with stuff like that because I get bored. And I get bored easy. I always have with stuff like that. If I'm not having fun anymore, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Speedstorm, so we both jumped into Disney Speedstorm, and it was a game that, when I tried it out, I really enjoyed it, and I told you about it and kind of talked it up to you, and then you scooped up the trial, I think it was,
Yep.
and I was scared. I was like, hey, he's not gonna like this game. He, because I had been looking for something since Tabletop Racing that we could have like a little cart style or a little fun game. You and I loved Mod Nation. Like, it was a game I would venture to say, and I would go on record to say, if they took that game right now and they put the servers back up and they put it on PS5, you and I'd play the shit out of it.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they'd have to update it.
I don't see
It'd
why
just be,
we wouldn't.
yeah, it is what, and that's what I wanted Speedstorm to be, and I knew it wasn't gonna be that, but Speedstorm, it gives me something that no other game, racing game, gives me, and I'm like, I like it. But you and I discussed it. We were like, man, we don't need to play this thing to where we're just miserable. Like, oh my God, we got to go play it. And you'll play it, like, because you're a type that don't want, like, if there's a free item or something you got to work toward, you're gonna make sure that you play to get that said item. And
I'm not gonna not get something in a game that I'm either gonna not play the game or I'm gonna get the thing.
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. If it's
Yeah.
something that where you gotta play to get it, oh, you're gonna play to get it. If it's something that you'd have to spend real money on or buy, then it's 50-50 with you. Some things I'm like, oh, he's for sure gonna buy that, and then you're like, eh, I ain't really into that. I'm like, what? And there's other things I'm like, you bought that? And you're like, yeah, I had to have that. And I was like, okay, but like Rocket League with songs that come out and stuff like that, I bought the latest Push It song, and you're like, yeah, I'm not spending $3 on that. So. It's just, I don't know. It's just kind of different things. I know with Speedstorm, that game is pretty good. It's fixing to go free to play.
Yeah, I think the 28th.
Yeah, and it'll have quite the player base then. Is it, I mean, it may have one now that's really good, but
It should change. I mean, it should make things. It should populate that game in a way that helps it. But of course, we're not usually playing online.
yeah, that's what I was about to say. So one of my loves for that game was playing it online, was playing against you, and being able to race against you, and other folks. But it's weird, right? So when we play, it's rare that we both do good. It's like either I'm getting fucked and in the back and you're winning, or you're getting fucked and in the back and I'm winning.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some nights where we've been 1-2 and but for the most part, that's kind of how it goes. It's frustrating for one person. Where one person's like, man, all you gotta do is just fucking hang that corner and you win one. You're like, all right, well,
Yeah.
I hear you, but that ain't. But,
Speedstorm is I play it more than you do now,
Oh, for sure.
but I'm not getting burnt out on it because I just jump in and do what I need to do and then I get out.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So I'm playing it every day, but I'm playing it for, in most cases, I would say less than 30 minutes. And I think that's helped me a lot because while I do get a little bit of burnout on the same tracks and the same cars If I can use Buzz Lightyear, I'm going to. If not, then this is who I'm. I pretty much know what I'm gonna do, and it's the same. There's variations on tracks, but it's not really fair to say that there's, all these tracks. There's not as many as what they say because they're running on. I think each track has like four or five different variations. But anyways, my point is like, I do feel a little burnout when I'm on there and I'm running the same thing again, the same way that I've ran it every other time. But I'm not doing it for an hour at a time.
Right.
I'm gonna do it and then be done. And I think because of that, it doesn't bother me. And it's also not a very big time commitment. So, I get on and run a race. Well, I've ran that race 100 times already, but that race is over in 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's a good 2 laps, or sometimes it's a 1 lapper, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah, so it's not a, even when I don't necessarily want to do the thing it wants me to do, it's still not a very big investment of my time, which, I think if a game can be respectful of my time and I can also be respectful of my time and not burn myself out by playing it every single day, every single waking minute, then I think I can play a game an awful lot and still not burn myself out.
Yeah, it's a game that you can burn yourself out on because it's fun. Like, it has a fun factor. It has a I want to play it factor.
Yeah, I wondered if you weren't burning yourself out.
So I played a ton there when we first got the game, and then this season was Lilo and Stitch, and they can take me to the cross if they want on this. The listeners, but I've never seen Lilo and Stitch, so I'm
That's
not a fan.
that's a misstep though on your part.
Well, maybe it is,
It's
but
good, yeah.
so I've never seen that, so I'm not into that. But Aladdin, right, is allegedly the next one.
Don't know about
So,
allegedly. I think it's the next one.
well, until I see it, I'm always
Okay.
saying allegedly. But
But
Aladdin's going to hit a little different, right? 'Cause I know a little bit about Aladdin. I've seen Aladdin. I grew up with Aladdin. So, it'll hit a little bit different for me, just like the Monsters, Inc. I decided that, I was like, well, I watched Monsters, Inc., but I didn't watch Monsters, Inc. till later on down the road. It wasn't like I watched it when it come out. So, But the Pirates of the Caribbean, like, I had to have Jack Sparrow, I had to have Elizabeth Swanson, I had to have everything that,
her name's
like, I've
Elizabeth
got.
Swan, and I know you know that, but they don't know that you say it wrong all the time.
I love to say it wrong.
And I don't need you to get ridiculed on the internet, so I'm just pointing out that he knows he's wrong,
Yeah,
and for some reason
I
just
do.
is hell bent on doing it.
Cause it's freedom of speech. I say what I
I
want to
don't.
say.
Okay. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wrong though. I want to be clear.
What's wrong to you?
You're gonna find that's wrong to everybody because that's not her
Yeah,
name.
okay. Swanson.
Elizabeth Swan.
Son.
No.
Yeah. If she was Japanese, it would be Swanson.
No, I don't think
Everything's
so.
son.
And I think now you're canceled too. So.
Okay. No, I'm fine. Anyways, back to the game. But I do love Pirates of the Caribbean. So if and when Cars comes out, of course I'll be jazzed up because I'm a Cars fan. If they do anything like that, I would be excited about that. Star Wars, of course, I would just be over the top crazy about that. So that there's things that's gonna captivate me, and then there's things that aren't. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, or which Snow White's in the game, but if
Is Snow White in the game?
no, it's Belle. It's Belle.
You're just saying things now.
Yeah, it's Beauty and the Beast. Sorry, Snow White. Yeah, if they put Snow White up there, or Cinderella, Frozen. I might. I like Elsa and Anna. I've seen both the movies.
You want
What about
to
Maleficent, or
hear
however you say her name?
Maleficent? Talking
There you go. If they
about
put her
Angelina
in there.
Jolie's in the game?
Hey, not her, not but her character.
Why not her?
Eh.
You are worried about being ridiculed for the Lilo and Stitch. I'll do you one better. I've never seen Frozen.
You have never seen Frozen?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
I'll
Not.
say that you've
It's
done yourself a disjustice.
not like a hard stance. Like I haven't. I'm not like sticking to the man or proving anything. I have just. I've never found myself in the same place as that movie for some reason.
So it's a good story, right? It's not a bad movie.
I
It's a
think
good movie.
I understand what's happening. I just have never seen it.
Yeah, you can let it go.
Yeah, I know that reference. I just
Do you
have
want to build a snowman?
I've just never seen it. Maybe one day.
When I think about some of the animation, what if Lion King? What if Lion King comes,
I don't
right?
see a reason why Lion King wouldn't come.
I'm a big Lion King fan. I love, and I would be jazzed up to do that, to get all the characters there. But what's one that would make you spend money? Like, you're like, I'm hell bent on getting it, even if I had to spend a few dollars. Tell me a series or something that Disney could Speedstorm could bring that you're like, yep, that's it.
I need to think. So I feel like for a lot of people, the obvious answer is going to be Marvel and Star Wars whenever they move that direction. But I don't think that's it for me. I'm not a giant Disney fan. I will say Toy Story is probably my favorite Disney series.
Right.
If you're one of those people who think Pixar and Disney are still separate, my favorite animated, like, I don't know. Growing up, I loved a Goofy movie, but in the game, I don't really care about Goofy. I feel like everyone has a soft spot for Mickey.
Yeah.
But, Toy Story is, I got everything that you're going to get through Toy Story through, being there for that second season. And so, I don't know what would make.
Are you an Avatar fan?
No, Avatar's not them either, is it?
Yeah, Avatar's Disney.
Oh yeah, they've got the Avatar thing there. No, I don't care about that. Let me see. Top. Let's do this.
Enchanto?
Encanto? No. Top 10 Disney franchises. Let's do
Hey, I don't
Goofy movies.
understand why in October Hocus Pocus isn't a thing.
Yeah, maybe it will be. So Lion King, Beauty and the Beast. Now, I was a big Beauty and the Beast fan growing up, which I've talked about before, but I've had Beast and Belle already. Aladdin is another movie that I wore out as a kid. Well, that's next.
Right.
Frozen,
Hey,
Tangled.
Onward's a pretty big movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that one either. Tangled, Bambi, Mulan, Pinocchio, Hercules, Fantasia, The Little Mermaid, Sleeping Beauty, Lady and the Tramp. I'm a big fan of Lady and the Tramp. Cinderella, Pocahontas, Tarzan, Snow White, Toy Story, Zootopia, Finding Nemo. Nemo would be one that would get me in my feels.
Yeah, Finding Nemo would me too.
Dumbo, The Princess and the Frog.
Deadpool.
No, I'm not a Marvel's not gonna do anything for me on that side. There's not gonna be a superhero or anything where I'm like, oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's anything out there that has me wanting to spend. Now, it's got a pass. It has what's called the Golden Pass. As long as I keep earning enough credits back to get the next season, I'm gonna continue to do that. But we missed Figment. Figment's the
Yes.
only character that we can't have. And they finally put him back up, but he costs like $20 to buy.
Yeah, that's correct. He's ridiculous.
I don't care about Figment. So, that's tough for me because I want every character, but I don't have any kind of attachment, and I can't think of a single Disney character where I would like. And Nemo's probably the right answer if Nemo was a few dollars for me to have the characters from Nemo, I probably would have to consider it. But
Right.
I don't, what is that for you? Is there someone where you're just like, hey, I'll do it?
Yes. So, for me, which I think we can all rest easy on this one because I don't think they'll do this one. But is Alice in Wonderland? If you give me the Mad Hatter,
I'm not so sure they won't do that.
I'll spend money.
I don't know why they wouldn't do that. I guess I would say that.
Because with Alice in Wonderland, man, I'm a Johnny Depp fan, right? Maybe not. I'm an actor fan. Let's not get into the man's personal life because I don't really focus a lot on his personal life.
Everybody
But
got in the man's personal life, but I hear you.
right. But I am an Alice in Wonderland fan, and I do like those movies. Star Wars would get me. Marvel, not so much. And I know that's probably not going to be popular amongst a lot of people because I know Marvel has a ton of followers and lovers. That's fine. But like Thor, the Avengers, that sort of thing's not going to really get me going. But Star Wars definitely would. What about Narnia or Narnia, however you say it there? Would you be interested in that, or is that a movie you like, or
What are you talking about? Narnia?
Narnia?
Chronicles of Narnia?
Yeah.
No.
Indiana Jones?
No.
No.
I don't know that. I don't have anything against it. I don't have anything against it, but like, I just don't know that I love anything enough to spend any more than like I paid the $29 to play it early. I bought the Golden Pass. Like I did my part already.
Yeah.
And
Right.
like now, like the Fox and the Hound just aren't gonna get me to spend money now. Like I just don't think anything's gonna pop up where I'm like, here you go, take my money. Like, and some things, like I assume Bambi's not gonna make Speedstorm. Now, when I said Pinocchio, that sounded good to me. Seeing Pinocchio in a car.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, it'll be
Yeah.
great. There's no way it shouldn't be in there, but I don't. You said Hocus Pocus, but the correct answer is Nightmare Before Christmas should be in.
Yeah, Jack Skellington? Heck yeah.
But I'm not gonna sp I wouldn't spend any extra money on it. Now I'm weak. If they put those packs up outside of the Golden Pass, like if the Golden Pass, and hopefully they don't do this, but if the Golden Pass gave you two characters but then you had to buy the third or fourth
Yeah.
for $1.99 a piece, I would buy them for $2 just to have them, even if I didn't care about them. But if they're $20 like Figment is, I
Yeah.
can't think of a single character. I wouldn't spend $20 on a pack of four racers for Finding Nemo, and that's probably the next franchise that I would want the most. I wouldn't spend $20 on four characters.
Wally?
No.
No.
Wally's cool. I don't know how they'll do
Okay.
fish in a car either.
Put him in a bowl, bro.
Also, I want to talk about this while we're talking about Speedstorm, and then we'll move off of Speedstorm because I know people don't give a shit, but you should because September 28th it goes free to play, and you can slide
Yeah.
your ass over there and get beat. Um,
Yeah.
but let's think with Star Wars. I think the pack with the most characters is the Mickey and Friends right now. But let's say we look at like the standard pack. Is no more than four characters. Who do they put in for Star Wars? If we're only taking an initial four, and without a doubt that Luke and Darth Vader have two of those spots locked up.
So, I've thought about this. So you can't, I don't think, in my opinion, you cannot put Grogu in there. Because Grogu is not Star Wars, he's Mandalorian. So if you
And
did a Mandalorian pack, then you could do Mando, Grogu, and you could do those guys from that series. But I think Luke has to go. I think Obi-Wan Kenobi either. I don't know that he needs to be a racer, but he's definitely a crew member.
let's just talk about racers, though. Who are the four racers they put in a Star Wars pack? And a Mandalorian pack would come separate.
Han Solo.
So you think Han makes the
Yeah.
cut.
Han makes the cut.
I agree.
Probably
also,
Princess Leia. You gotta have Leia.
it's probably Leia, Luke, Han, and Darth Vader. But then what
Yeah.
about Yoda? Now, you think, oh, Yoda's the epic crew member, but people are gonna want to be Yoda.
I think Yoda's gonna be the crew member, man.
You
Just
see,
like R2. R2, Chewbacca, C-3PO, they're all gonna be the crew members.
yeah, but that seems like such a wasted opportunity. Crew members, for those that don't know, are literally just these little tokens you get, and they just improve like your stats, but you don't actually get to see those people
Right.
in any kind of meaning, like in any kind of meaningful way.
They're nothing more than like a little avatar picture is all you see.
It actually looks like, for those that remember Disney Infinity, you would buy those little octagon things with the characters on them.
Yeah.
That's actually the vibes that they give me. They're like these little tile things that
Yeah.
improve your stats.
Well, I think a Mando pack, right? So if you were able to get a Mandalorian pack in there, then you could do some different things there. But man, you also got like okay, so you put Star Wars out, and you forgot about Rey.
That's not what you're. If you're only doing four characters, though, I don't think you've forgot. I think that doesn't
She
make the
don't.
cut for four characters. No, I don't think she does.
It's
Not out of
tough.
four characters, I don't think so.
That's tough to not have her. I mean, maybe she comes later at a different time. Her and
I don't think so. I don't. I don't know. So here's the problem with Speedstorm. If it continues and it's successful, is that it is also a marketing, a marketing thing.
Yeah.
So I mean the short answer is Disney's going to put whatever makes the most sense up. If they have a new movie coming out, like you're going to see tie-ins for it, but
Well, Jar Jar Binks better not ever make it.
I hope he does make it. Young Anakin,
No.
Jar Jar,
No.
Droid.
No. Fuck Jar Jar. No one likes Jar Jar.
I don't have a problem with Jar Jar.
That's because you want to be against me. No one likes Jar
Oh, he's
Jar.
like, Misa,
Yeah,
go fast. Dude, tell me that doesn't perfect for that game. That's the kind of
no,
shit they
I would,
say.
no. It is, but no. Just
Well,
no.
let us know who's in your lineup, Marvel, whatever, whoever you want. Let us know your picks for Speedstorm, and I encourage everybody to at least try that game when it goes free to play.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Even if you don't like racing games, it's a kart racer, so
It's not a real racing game. Go ahead, shit on those folks.
it'll give you. No,
I
I'm
hear
talking about
no.
like if you don't like Gran Turismo style simulation, because it's not a simulation style game. So it's silly, it's fun, it's got combat racing, just like Mario Kart, but it's done way different. So, but a good game. But so. With us talking about that, let's talk about the game night, right?
The
So,
multiplayer Thursdays should have been Mondays, but
multiplayer Thursday.
it's your month. You've lost your mind.
Yeah.
So
So I decided, because you decided in your first month that you would switch games and play several different ones. So I was
didn't
like,
play
hey,
several different ones. I
I'm
played
gonna do that
two.
too. Yeah, but I decided that, there's no rules.
There are no
So,
rules, but you acting like what I did and what you were doing are the same thing is that's a disservice to me.
it start you started it though.
Because I took two games that didn't I almost said didn't deserve to, and that was going to sound so, really shitty of me. I took
Yeah.
two games that I didn't
No,
feel
go
like we
ahead,
would have
Will.
fun for
You
playing
are
a month,
shitty.
and I split those up into playing them in two separate playthroughs. So 2 weeks here,
Yeah.
2 weeks there. I did Turtles. And I did Totally Reliable Delivery Service. What you've done is a meth user responds to that, and you've decided that we'll play a different game every week, and you're burning four games in your month that could have been picked by someone else.
No one ever picks these games. So, listeners, I pick Hello Neighbor as the first game, and we had
He's wrong.
A blast.
He picked Secret Neighbor.
Secret Neighbor. Same thing.
No.
Pretty much. Chicken and egg, same thing. Yeah. So we had a blast with it. Like we were generally like rolling on the floor, laughing, having a good time with it. Then after that, I chose to go to Moving Out 2. And we had a decently good time with that. We took it more serious than I thought we would. But it was
three
good,
of us
good
did.
Game. Yeah, three of us did. I think Padman was on Reddit, but
no, that's not what I mean. You were an asshole, is what I mean.
Why was I an asshole? I was an asshole like your dog is right now. But that's here nor there. And then I chose PUBG because we had all played PUBG back in the day. And I decided that, you know, I know that Ryan doesn't like to play a first-person shooter, and you can play that in third-person. So I decided that we would jump in there, and my God, did we fucking suck.
Yeah, sorry about that. The dog was going crazy. We were terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I got an excuse is that I don't play those games. I would say that you have the same excuse. Gerald had no excuse because he had been playing the game. So Gerald doesn't get a free pass, but he was terrible. And Patman, let's talk about Patman, who plays exclusive shooters all the time, was god-awful. Folks, he was, like, if ever there was a time me and Ryan packed somebody, it was that night.
I don't know if that's fair to say, but he was bad.
It was just super fair. We killed people he didn't.
He killed somebody, I think.
Nobody. Me? Shot me in the back of the fucking head. Yeah. Yeah.
That happened.
Friendly fire. The only person he killed.
But I still stand by what I told you is he tried to play that game like he plays the Call of Duty. He's a Call of Duty main. Loves Call of Duty. Can't play it enough. Plays it every single day. If he's awake, he's playing Call of Duty. Yeah. And I think he tried to play it that way, and PUBG is a slower game. It's a slower vibe. And, that's what happens when you when you're used to playing something like that. I just feel like it doesn't translate very well.
Yeah, it's a grind game, so you got to grind it out to get the win.
He was in too much of a rush. And so were you for that. Fact,
yeah,
you were chasing people too. It's not that kind of game. You gotta
I'm no bitch though. So.
Well, you died though.
Yeah, I did
a lot.
Yeah, as many times as everyone else, I think.
We all died the same amount because we lost every match. But
that's my point.
If you were ranking people, you wouldn't be super high either.
Yeah, that might be fair.
But nobody played good.
So nobody. Now we're going to talk about what's the fourth game?
Yeah, I guess, because you just are hell-bent on not sticking to this any kind of anything that makes sense.
Yeah. So, I think that my last game will be Back for Blood.
But do you not feel like that's a game that we would have fun with more than 1 week? And you're just going to use it up by picking it for a week?
Who knows?
That's my only fear with the way being reckless with everything is that somebody else now won't want to pick that because you burnt it.
Do you think somebody's going to pick it anyway?
I could see that being a game that was picked.
By who?
Anybody.
Well, anybody don't play, it's me, you, Gerald, and Padman. So
I could 100% see that being a game that would have been picked if you didn't ruin it.
By who?
Me, Padman, Gerald, I mean, any of us.
No. I disagree. You're not picking it. You're going with a different game.
I've thought about picking it before.
Yeah, well.
I mean, you can be reckless and not care about everybody else's feelings. I'm just saying that that's a game I could see being picked.
Okay. Well, I'll let you have that if that's what you
But I don't care if you pick it. But I'm just saying, are you ever going to think about anyone else's feelings?
Yeah, and after my month's over.
In this reckless four game. Here's how bad. I need people to understand how you are. Next time his pick rolls around, there's a chance that he'll play 2 hours and then we'll have to switch games in the same night. Like, this doesn't end. He'll burn through
like
16
that,
and a half games during his 4 weeks.
I'm not like that.
And then there won't be anything left for anyone else to pick because there's no rule that says you can't go back, but you don't want to have like his seconds. Like, this is a game, we're going back to a game he already picked.
So what I told Ryan, since he wants to out me, so yeah. What I told Ryan in at the beginning of this one, this was just in its infant stages, is that I would, because I'm more of the sports games guy, that I would play a sports game, make everyone buy and play the sports game with me, and we would play a 4 week season. That's what I'm thinking about doing my next time around. And they will not have fun because I will drag their asses. But that's on them.
Yeah, but how does that work?
What do you mean,
how's
it
a
work?
Sports game work?
How does it work that I just beat the hell out of y'all? I mean, it just does.
I mean, are
hey,
two
I
of us playing
toast.
Each other while the other two are playing each other?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. You play a season. You start a four-game, a four-person season.
Do you have to
take
poison like that or no?
Yeah,
is that optional?
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
So you start the four-person season.
Okay.
And then yes, you play until everyone plays each other. So.
Which is just four games.
Could be.
Or three games. I play
Could
you.
Be.
I play Pac-Man. I play Gerald.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, what would it do to you to lose, since you just said what you said?
I won't lose, so I'm not... I mean, I can't even talk about that, because I don't know what it would happen.
Here's
it would have been like Oregon losing today to Colorado. It was never going to happen.
Here's what I need you to understand.
Yeah. I'm not getting beat in a game I play all the time and y'all don't.
No, here's what I need you to understand, though, because this is what you're not accounting for. When every now and then we play against somebody in Rocket League that is so bad that they don't stick to any of the fundamentals of Rocket League and they beat us because nothing they're doing is making any sense at all. And I think you're not accounting for what someone like Pac-Man, who probably hasn't played a sports game since the Genesis, might end up doing out there because he doesn't have he's not doing all the things someone who plays Madden or plays 2K would do.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, in Madden you guys would probably stand a better chance of that happening because I don't play a ton of Madden against anybody, but I played a lot of 2K against people. So if we played basketball NBA 2K, it would just I don't mean this to be a dickhead. It would not be fun for y'all.
You know, I think the problem with something like that is that you run the risk of killing the engagement, which, you know, I don't
yes.
pick a game for. I don't pick a game and be like, oh, well, I want to. Like, I think Gerald was worried about being a little too safe, making sure something everybody could have fun with.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily care if everybody has fun, but I want to pick a game that I think everybody can approach. I think is the way that I want to say it. Like, everybody should be able to have fun with it.
Yeah, and there's games that y'all would just destroy me in, right? And I'm not trying to be an asshole and be like, you know, this is what I want to do. But
you already have been an asshole, though.
That would have been, like, to do a sports game would be super fun for me, but miserable for you guys.
Would it be fun for you, though? That doesn't even sound fun.
Oh yeah, dude. I can sit and drag the fucking computer 72 to nothing, and I've had a great time. If you get drugged 72 to nothing against me in football, are you having a good time that I scored yet again, and again, and again?
I mean, I would have fun, I guess, with everybody. I think the idea of two people playing while two people are playing will automatically not be as fun, but I also don't want to watch, you and Gerald play either while I'm just sitting there. So the problem I see with that, with that being flawed, is that either we have to watch or everybody's playing at the same time, and I think that takes away from kind of what we've been doing.
So you could team up. So like me and you could be on a team, and Pat Man and Gerald could be on a team, and then everybody's playing at the same time against each other. 'Cause you could do that.
And maybe that would be okay.
But
That may be okay.
like I say, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I've had fun with the game thing. Though I will tell you that you did not have, for the listeners, you did not have a good time with PUBG, and you let it be known. Like you were like, this game's janky, it sucks, it's stupid,
I don't think I was
and
that hard on it. I don't think I was as hard as you have made me out to
no,
be.
hey, you were real hard on it, so much so that I had to defend my pick. I had to shit on Star Trek, which was Gerald's game. And so Gerald got caught in the crossfire because of your attitude.
And I stand by what I told you, which is that Star Trek is a better game than PUBG.
No, no, no. Take a vote.
There's two of us on here. We can't vote.
Take a vote with the listener's ass hat.
Because I know how I feel and you're wrong, so there's no need to vote.
There is a vote. It's like the query when I was playing that with you. It's like I voted this way, but you voted another way, and that's the way we went.
Yeah, that game wasn't designed for two people to
No.
play. I don't have a problem with PUBG. It just seems like, I don't know, I game maybe this is on me. I just thought with all the time they had when I haven't been playing, like all the time since the last time I played, that I don't know anything would have changed.
What did you want it to be? Like, what did you expect
To be a
for it
better
to?
version of it, of what I remembered. I mean, this is going to sound a little controversial, but somehow the game is like worse than the last time I played it.
In what way?
Like it seemed more janky. There's obvious amounts of cheating and glitching that were happening when we were playing. It just seems like it's become a wasteland, and the only thing that they care about is the battle pass. Like that seems to be the only thing that I felt like they had paid any attention to, and it was just this like wasteland of people who still played that same game that had never changed. They're really good at it, which I that's fine. But it just I don't know, it just felt like that's the same game we quit playing.
Yeah.
And now it's populated with people who are extra good at it and people who are cheating. And that style of game maybe just, it isn't for me, but I remember having fun with PUBG and this didn't feel like that.
Yeah, so me choosing it, right? I didn't have fun with it. It wasn't what I remembered. It didn't scratch the itch I wanted it to. So I did not enjoy myself that night. However, Back for Blood is a game that I don't know I'll pick. It's a game I think I might pick, or I may go back to Moving Out and we just play it.
Moving Out's been your best pick this section.
Secret Neighbor was pretty fun.
It was, but for me, that's a game where it was fun. We had our time with it. We laughed a lot, Batman did clips every 30 seconds, so there was a lot of moments in that game that you want to be able to document, but I just don't think that, like, we know what that game is now. I don't know how much
Yeah.
fun we would have to go back and run it back.
That's true.
We might. I mean, you never really know. That's just me guessing. But, we may have a blast with it.
Or we might not.
Or we might not. But I know running PUBG back doesn't sound too good.
I don't know that I would do that, but there, like, I wanted to play Farming Simulator, and I knew that was miserable for hell, I even think it might not, you might not have enjoyed it, but
I don't know that I would have not enjoyed it, but I think that games where there's not always something going on, I have noticed that there are people, I won't name any names,
yeah.
there are people that seem to, when there is like nothing happening, they don't seem super engaged with what's happening.
Yeah, they're on Reddit.
They're probably on Reddit, whoever that might be.
It could be anybody.
It probably isn't anybody. It's probably somebody specific, but
Yeah.
so I worry about that a little bit. I want everybody to be engaged and be having a good time.
Yeah, same.
And so Farming Simulator is like a lot of time standing around.
Yeah, I liked it. There's games that we probably should have played and we wish that we could have played, but not everyone had the system. Like Grounded would have been an amazing game, a 4 week game, probably longer than that, to be real honest with you. I think we would all had fun with it. What is it? Sea of Thieves would have been a fun one to play. Probably for 4 weeks would have been a fun game.
Yeah.
And then you look at, different games like Demio and stuff like that in the VR. So, because me, you, and friend of the show, Patman, were playing Demio and we were enjoying it. And then we just hadn't played anymore.
Which is unfortunate because that's I guess kind of the thing that we do.
Well, we kind of quit playing it. I think it was around the time that Diablo came out because we all jumped in Diablo, and then just as quick as we were in Diablo, we were out of Diablo.
I
So.
blame me for that, though. I blame me for that more than I would blame you guys for that, because I just didn't. I could never get hooked.
Yeah, Diablo didn't do what it did for you in the past.
No, like when you were in there playing, you would just be in there playing when I wasn't on.
Yeah.
That I never got that. I never felt the urge to go do that. And I don't know why. I mean, I like Diablo. I like Diablo 4. I just didn't have that urge.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, as I look at some of our game choices and some of the games that we've bought over the last few months, Devil in Me, we bought it. We still haven't started it. We need to. We're playing It Takes Two. But I had the old narcolepsy pretty hard the last time we played it, and it's heads up, spoiler alert. That is a game that does take two.
It's not just a name, as it turns out. That
Yeah,
fucker
yeah.
takes two.
And Ryan was pretty frustrated with me that night as I was not able to hold my eyes open.
Yeah, because of that night it took one.
And a half.
And
Maybe a half.
not well, it took one.
Well, I jumped in there about half the time.
Listen, I don't know if you ought to be giving yourself as much credit as you are. I played that game alone, and it's not fun alone.
We got through it.
I got through it, and then you woke up.
Yeah. That's on you for being friends with me, though.
There's a lot of things in my life that land under that category. That game's good.
It is. It is.
I would love to play it. I'd love to think you could be awake for that.
I can. I'm good tonight, but we didn't make that choice. You started to do the unpacking, and you said you were going to come back to that. So, how are you liking that game?
So, for those that have never seen or are not familiar with unpacking, it is exactly what it sounds like. You're unpacking. So, you know, it's a room, right? It's a cartoony looking room. And you're working your way up through the years. So if you start at whatever, 1994, you're working your way all the way up through, like, right now, I think I'm in 2013 or something. But you literally just unpack boxes. So you're in a room. It's kind of a blank canvas. The furniture is usually down. The closet's there or the couch is there and, you know, whatever, depending on what room you're in. And you just put shit away. You just put shit where you think it goes. And then, you know, if you get everything right, you pass the level. If not, it shows you what you have wrong. Oh, excuse me. It shows you what you have wrong, and you have a chance to put it where it goes. It's a chill experience. It's very self-aware. They're kind of telling a story through the objects that are around.
Is it time limited?
Nope.
So you can take as much time as you need to.
Yeah.
Place things.
Mm-hmm. Which is what I like. And it doesn't penalize you for being wrong. But there are some trophies that I've gotten through doing things that it wanted me to do. Just, I happen to do the thing it wants me to do. And so then you try to, like, that's what's smart about it, right? I got a couple trophies when I did a thing. So now I'm overthinking everything. I'm like, what if this is creative. What if I did this? That might pop a trophy. And it usually doesn't. So I'm a little deeper than I would think, but even the idea that you go in a room and it has four boxes in it, and then they might have three or four items per box, doesn't sound like a lot, but I mean, going through a level could take anywhere from, I don't know, 10 minutes to, I'm tired. That's on me. It could take anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 minutes for me to play through a level.
Right.
And so, It's super light, but it's, you know, it's got some substance there as you progress. I just placed everything in a level, and then the next level, I went back to that same level, but it, you know, later on, and now there's more boxes in all the rooms where I already put stuff. And so if I wasn't strategic then, now I've messed myself up for now.
And it's on the pass, right?
It is part of, I don't remember if it's part of like a essential or extra or premium, or if it was one of the PlayStation Plus like monthly games, but some shape, form, or fashion, it should be free on PlayStation. Yes.
Gotcha.
It should be.
So have you started Two Point Campus? Because I had.
No, I have not started it.
So
I bought it. I did start it.
About all I've done is start it. So
now I can't stay awake.
It's like Two Point Hospital, which is on the pass right now, Jumbo Edition and Regular Edition. The Two Point stuff's pretty fun. I enjoy it. Campus is just like the hospital. I think it's going to probably be as fun as that. But, you know, but like I said, I just hadn't decided I wanted to try to play some other stuff, kind of put, you know, finishing touches on some other stuff, trying to win the Super Bowl in Madden. Right now I'm in the second round of the playoffs against the Jets. Right now we're knotted up at 14. So, but, you know, I've got some other stuff that I'm looking at trying to play that I want to play. I just hadn't gotten around to doing that. So,
I just got a trophy right now while I'm playing. It's called Fuzzy Friends. And just to ruin this for you, the trophy was to put two stuffed animals next to each other.
Okay.
I have no idea that this is a trophy. I didn't look at the trophies. I put them next to each other because it made sense in this particular room to put them next to each other. And it just happened to be a trophy. So that's what I'm talking about, where I get in my own head about this game because I'm like overthinking where things might go. Which is
Yeah.
really smart. It's a super simple game, but I get it. I definitely get it. And
You going platinum it?
that's gonna depend. That's gonna depend on what the trophies look like. My early answer would be yes. And I would like to state that that's based on absolutely nothing.
Fair.
I would like to. It seems simple enough. Now, you ask about time limits. A concern of mine is that there would be time limits to finish these. And so, like, a trophy could be to finish a room in so many minutes. If that is a thing, I will not be platinum in the game. That won't be a thing for me, because that will take the
Gotcha.
enjoyment out of it. If I have to get a room all settled and do it under 2 minutes or whatever, I won't enjoy that. And I don't know that that's a thing, just to be clear. But I
Yeah.
don't know that that's not a thing, but that would be a real concern of mine after you brought that up. That if they had like a time mode, that'd be fine. But if there's any kind of trophies tied to it, or if it forces you to beat stuff quicker than what I normally would, then I won't be getting the platinum. But if they have a platinum that's just based on me playing through the game and figuring out those little secret things, I'd like to think that, because I don't know how many trophies there are, but I've had pretty high success in finding these little secret things as I play. And some of them have been by just total accident. Because I'm trying to keep the wheels turning on what they might want, I just try different stuff, and some of it has ended up popping a trophy, just like I just, did right now. And so, I'd like to think I would be close if I did that, and then that would encourage me to push myself the rest of the way. But yeah, we'll just have to see. Once I beat that game, I plan on looking at the trophies and getting a feeling on what makes sense, whether that's to continue to play or just to be happy with how far I got. But yeah, I'm a fan of this. This is a game that you would hate.
That's fair.
It has virtually no action.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not asleep because I'm playing it.
It sounds like a game that would I would become po a Pokemon Snorlax.
Yeah. Like, I'm surprised you're not asleep just because I'm playing it and we're on the chat together.
Well, I'm playing a pretty active game right now, so
I'm surprised, like, the proximity of me to you hasn't put you to sleep.
I'm surprised you're not asleep.
Well, I was tired before we got on, but this is the kind of game that's good for my brain because I start thinking about all the possibilities and I want to see it through.
It's a good thing though that that you're able to play things that you like. You sound like the Cult of the Lamb was something that was good for you. You sound like that, I know Dredge was something that you really enjoyed. Speedstorm, something you really enjoyed. But look, we can't. I would not be doing the fans of the show justice if I didn't talk about all that almost came to an abrupt end when you decided to unfold my tunic cover on my truck.
I mean, I could have done permanent damage to myself.
And may have lost your thumb, which would have made you have to relearn how to walk and play video games again.
And I
The
think the
wall.
part you're missing is it also would have been your fault.
It's not my fault that you decided you didn't like it where it was at, but I hear you.
So here's, if you're new or if you just don't know all the facts, he has a truck, probably $200,000-$300,000 truck. And we went to a football game together, with the plans of a little extracurricular before the game started, a little tailgating they call it. And we had stored the objects in the truck bed, in the $300,000 truck bed
God, it keeps going up.
for the drive down. And we get there, you unfurl the truck bed cover. It's one of those that is in sections, and for you, if you haven't seen, what do you call it? A tonto cover?
It's a tunic
A
cover.
tunic cover. So for people who haven't seen it, that was offensive. That's not my fault. Well, that's what they were called. But it's flaps that one folds back on the next, and it's like what, four sections?
Yes.
Five sections.
Yes. Four.
It looks cheap. It looks a special appearance by my cat. It looks cheap, but what I was unprepared for is the fact that it weighs, I don't know, 290, 300 pounds. And so you flipped it all the way back, and when it's all the way flipped back, it rests against the cab of the truck and kind of the back glass area.
And it's not 300 pounds, but go ahead.
And I was like, for somebody spent what most people spend on a house, you spend on a truck. I didn't like the idea of that bed cover just resting on that back cab, and you were finishing setting up the entertainment. You're setting up the festivities, and so I was
Yeah.
like, let me do him a favor, and let me get this tonto cover down for you. And even though I deadlift 600 pounds, I was caught off guard by how heavy that thing was. And as I went to fold it down, my plan was to grab it the way that you grab anything, which is fingers on one side, thumb on the other side. And I would gingerly lower that down, and then I would remove my thumb before it hit. I wasn't ready for the fact that it weighed 515, and when I grabbed it and pulled it to save your truck from being totaled where it was resting against it, it came a crashing down on my thumb with the force of a crocodile strike, I would imagine. Because I was completely caught. I was so caught off guard by what happened, I didn't push the cover off of my thumb with the hand that was holding onto the cover. I used my other hand to get it off of me. All in one swift motion. So I came down full force, slammed the thumb, immediately grabbed it with my other hand, pushed it off, pulled my hand out to see if the thumb could even be saved.
Yeah, and then he came to me with crocodile tears in his eyes to tell me about
That didn't happen. But I was in a lot of
100%
pain. Scale to 10, I'm gonna say 7 3/4. And you didn't even care. The only thing you asked me is why I was messing with the bed cover.
Yeah, because you should you're like one of my children. You should not be messing with things that you know nothing about, and you couldn't even pronounce it right. So I knew that you didn't need to be over there folding. I was like, why were you messing with it? And you were like, I wanted it off the
Because I could see it bending the metal, it weighed so much.
and I just wanted to look at you and go, what did we learn?
Well, first off, I learned that a lawsuit's probably heading its way
Yeah.
towards General Motors because I don't even know how safe that is. Permanent damage was done, maybe not physically, but mentally. Because I'll never be the same around a bed cover now.
That's true. He won't. Like, he wouldn't touch it when we got ready to
Well, I didn't have the strength anymore either. So that's the part you're acting like it was a silly time. It was a goof, but I mean, I don't even have normal use of my thumb still.
And he absolutely got destroyed in cornhole.
I didn't have any choice. I mean, I should have been
Yeah.
given a medal for the fact that I was still willing to try to play after that.
Yeah, he kept telling me we were going to have to go to some fast action, which I have no idea what the hell that even is.
Fast pace, it's a walk-in clinic. Get it right.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's
Because I'm not a bitch.
it's still tender. It's still tender to the touch. Like if you gave it a good squeeze, it's tender. It hurt like hell. And you made light of the whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't believe that it probably went down as the way you feel like it did.
That story is
But
100% accurate.
yeah, okay.
That I was just trying to be a good friend.
So here's what we're gonna do. Unbeknownst to him or Gerald, I don't know this, and I'm gonna screw it up, but we're gonna start a GoFundMe. But through Patreon, so if y'all feel the need to go help Ryan out with his thumb bill and his lawsuit bill, just head on over to Patreon. He'll let you know how to get there to support his thumb.
Patreon.com/GameStitch. The thumb
Yeah,
tier could be any of the tiers.
can they put a note in there? Like, is this is for the thumb?
Yeah, they probably could.
Hell yeah, that's what I'd like to see.
I won't be able to type back because of the injured thumb.
We'll see how much we can raise for the thumb awareness.
And see, this is what I want everybody to understand about me. Because I'm a good person. I'm a giving person. I'm a good person. He still doesn't take it serious. That could have been it for me. I mean, no more eating with a fork. I won't be able to paint or draw ever again.
Pop darts.
Pop darts, cornhole, those are all gone. Those are off the table. Video games, I mean, I don't even know what that looks like. But to you, it's just a joke. Because it's not your thumb.
Cause you're fine.
You're thinking about the physical again.
Look, the guy that got hit in the ear hole with the football was in more pain than you were.
A gentleman was struck with a football, and he might have been. He probably was in a lot of pain. But so was I, and he had a nice support group around him.
Okay.
You know, he had a group of people that were concerned about what happened. I didn't. I had a douchebag with me who wanted to know why I touched the bed cover anyways. And because I was trying to do a good thing is why I touched
Who's
it.
trying to do a good deed?
Yeah. And had I known I was going to get attacked for it, I'd be damned if I would have touched it. That just shows, though, you know, you try to do the right thing, and that's what happens to you, and then people wonder why you don't do the right thing later on. Yeah, I think this moment will come back up, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I feel like this isn't the last time we've heard about this, but I have full range, I have full motion of the thumb. If I give a hard, quick bend, I'm not gonna lie, it's tender. It's fork tender if I do that. But on a normal day, if I'm not doing anything wild, it's okay. I'm getting through the only way I know how, which is just to push through.
So, folks, if y'all remember, just a week ago, I mean, he's a walking accident. Just a week ago, he had 311 ticks on him. He got in poison ivy,
Yeah.
poison oak. He don't even know which one it was, and then a
Sumac, doesn't even
wasp
matter.
decided to fuck him up.
Two
So,
wasps.
a
Two
pack of
wasps.
wasps.
Yeah, a gaggle of wasps. A bushel of wasps got me.
Yeah. So he's just like he's a walking disaster.
Well, I'm from the streets, and when you're out there in the streets, nature will nature.
Yeah, I guess they will.
And you know, now I know when I see a $311,000 truck that covers heavy. And just because it looks cheap doesn't mean that it is.
That's true. It's fair. That is fair.
That's what I like to call a life lesson. And I didn't care to be the one learning that lesson.
Yeah, I know you didn't. I know you didn't.
It sucked.
Well,
And
look.
it hurt.
Well, this wouldn't be a good show if we didn't shit on Gerald just one more time before we get off
Yeah,
here.
I'll allow it. Go ahead. Because we do need to wrap it up, but if there's always time to shit on Gerald.
Yeah, so
Because I think he's listening.
I am friends with Gerald on the social. I know you don't do the socials. So I am friends with Gerald on the socials. And Gerald will frequent my Facebook page, and I'll frequent his. And today I noticed that Gerald was had posted a new photo. So I was like, well, let me see what old Gerald's up to. And I click it, and Gerald's like doing nature shit. Now, I brought this up to you. You know Gerald, I would say a lot better than I do. And I was like, hey, my man out, I think I commented, I said, my man out doing nature stuff. And your response was pretty good. Because there's a picture of him and his wife overlooking a lake. It was a pretty photo. But what did you say?
I said Gerald loves the outdoors. And he's a big outdoorsman. And he's one with nature.
Yeah.
No, I said the only thing that anyone would say is, I know he fucking hates being outside. And I don't know who he thinks he's fooling with the picture. Because I don't doubt that he's having a good time. But I do doubt that he wanted to be outside.
Yeah.
And I get it. I don't want to be outside. But I don't think that. I don't think so. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that if he had his choice, he would be outside. Now, again, I don't want to imply that he's not having a good time, because I haven't talked to him. And I know that he loves all his vacations that he takes.
All 411 of them.
All the vacations. But I don't see him at a lake. I don't even know what he's... What would he do at a lake? Exactly.
Yeah, I mean... It's hard to say.
Because he's not outdoorsy.
No. No, I know him well enough that I feel that he's not outdoorsy.
He's not outdoorsy.
Like, his photo is, you can see a guardrail in the background. And it's him and his wife. It's a good photo of them. There's like some mountain-type hills in the background. I don't want to call them mountains because they may not really been that
steep. May not identify as mountains.
They may not identify as mountains, but there is a lake. There is a lake in the background. So, and his comment is stop and sightsee. And I was like, huh, old sightseer.
Do you think that comment was for him though? Do you think he was getting himself in order? Like reminding himself what it's about?
Yeah, I think that he wanted to make sure, as now I'm a connoisseur of his Facebook page. I'm like in I'm deep now. So
like you did a deep dive on him.
Yeah, all of a sudden now I'm watching his fireworks show from 4th of July because he's very patriotic, being a police officer and all. He is very patriotic. Hey, you went to the zoo?
I like a good zoo.
Yeah, I love a good zoo.
Yeah, I'm pro zoo, my damn self.
But he did go on a lot of vacations though, bro. As I'm thumbing through here.
So do you though?
Yeah, I don't go on this many though. Like he's been to a Pacers game. He's been at the beach. He's.
What do you think people say about you?
Nothing, because I don't post all my shit on here.
So you think Gerald overposts?
Yeah, I think Gerald's doing too much.
Say it to his face.
I will while we're eating chicken.
Yeah, say it to his face. He needs to hear it, I think.
Yeah, now, look, if Tolhurst, if Dan...
For the show, Dan...
A friend of the show, Dan, sent a photo, or because he and I are Facebook friends as well, but if friend of the show, Dan, posts something in nature, I respect that, because that's a Dan thing. Like that's
Camper Dan, yeah, he'll go.
Oh, outside. Yeah. Yeah, Dan lives in the streets. Like
not the kind of streets I'm from, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like ticks won't get on Dan because he fucking... They understand, like they know,
right,
not to fuck with him. 'Cause he's from that side of town. Where you, they're just like, they're like, hey, we're about to mess this dude up.
Well, I'm out there with that prime blood, though.
Yeah, and I think that he wipes his ass with poison ivy leaves, you know, when he runs out of toilet paper, because
Yeah.
he's fine.
I can't
But
even look. If I saw him wipe his ass with it, I would get it.
yeah, but Dan, it like he's just like that, and I think that's part of New York, you know.
Upstate New York. Now, I'll save you on that because if he hears you just say New York,
Yeah.
he'll feel some type of way.
Willie?
Yeah.
Does he not identify as New York? He likes the upstate.
Yeah, well, he's from upstate New York, not New York.
Oh. Is upstate New York an actual place? Or is it just a saying?
Well, because I don't want to. It's an actual place.
So am I from the south side of Hopkinsville or
You could be from downstate Kentucky.
No, just no.
Well, because you need to make sure that people understand that you're not talking about from New York City.
We don't know that he's not from New York City.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm pretty safe to say that I don't think he's from New York City either, 'cause he is from them fields and them hollers, you know.
Yeah, he's from the part of New York that's a lot like this.
Well, a lot like what? It don't get this fucking cold there or
Tennessee,
here.
Kentucky. Yeah,
Yeah, it don't get that cold.
but it's not like a city either.
Oh, you're not trying to call him a city slicker like Pauly Shore.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. Remember
That was
Billy
a good.
Crystal?
You think that movie holds up?
What movie?
City slicker.
Pauly Shore's not in City Slicker.
Yeah,
That's
he is.
no.
Oh no, son-in-law.
Those are way different. I'm talking
That's
about
what I
Billy
was thinking
Crystal,
about. I
who's
forgot Billy Crystal even existed.
he's in that fuck he's in that movie.
Yeah, he is. You're right. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's late. We're all tired.
Yeah.
This has gone on entirely too long.
Dan may not get ticks, but he will be offended by everything you just said.
He could be offended. He's fine.
I'm so tired on this moving out that I'm playing. I've done set a I had set a chopping board and a knife on the floor in the kitchen, didn't even realize.
Let
That's
me
not
tell
where
you.
that goes, in case you're wondering.
Let me tell you, if Dan's offended, he's more than welcome to get on here and do something about it.
Okay, call him out.
I'm calling him out. Calling you out, Tollhurst, if you even go by that name anymore since you don't play games anymore.
Holy shit. You talking
Yeah.
about Dan from upstate New York?
Dan from upstate New York.
Yeah.
This is friend of the show Howard from South
Downstate.
State, from downstate Kentucky,
Yeah.
aka pro corn bag holer.
Yeah. Yeah, say holer for sure. That'll hit him where it hurts.
Yeah, if he even still listens to the podcast anymore, he may give that up too.
He listens. You'll find out, though.
No, I think he don't. I think he lives off the land now.
Okay.
Like he went off the grid, I think is what some people say. Like he's catching rainwater and doing shit like that. Like got solar panels on a Winnebago
I
in the
don't know if he has solar
woods.
panels or not.
In the woods, you know, with them ticks and stuff. You all about them.
I do know about those ticks.
Hey, I
They
wonder
suck.
if in upstate New York if they even have t yeah they do. That's their whole fucking life is.
That's where you get Lyme disease. Yeah. And the Rocky Mountain spotted tick fever. That's the one where some people can't eat red meat after they get it. Ticks or Dan? Sexually? I figure he'll need to He'll need to be on the show now to make this right. So, yeah, if you want to support my thumb as I'm on the road to rehabilitation, or just support the show in general, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Gerald, if he ever comes back, God willing, and the creek don't rise, he'll be back next. Yeah, he'll be back next week. But you can find him on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can find him at Hoffman Show, which is a you could I would just the first thing I would do is tell him that his name is terrible. That's the first thing I would do if I got on there is tell him, "Hey, Gerald, first time, long time, and your name is terrible." Yeah, ooh, Coppin Show is pretty good. Or just Gerald. First one's free though. I mean, I'm safe. That's the only thing I can say. I just pulled up the trophies real quick for this. I didn't read through the hidden ones to see what all it offers, but I'm 84% already. Yeah, so I think I will try to platinum it. Yeah, it's a silly time. So, Gerald sucks, Dan sucks. Anything else you want to cover? That's my thumb is it's I'm on the right I'm on the road, folks. I'm heading the right way. Take care of yourself, so watch those covers. They're heavy. And I'll let you know how the class action lawsuit of everyone that's ever smashed their thumb on one's going. 'Cause we'll rise up. Yeah. That's true. It is late. I am tired. I did smash my thumb a week ago tomorrow, so it's first anniversary. I don't know if you got to give him any credit for going on vacation. I don't know if that's deserved. Oh my goodness, so tired. So tired. Is that it? That was the end of that thought. Okay. Well, I appreciate it too. Thanks for being on. Gerald, thanks for doing what you do, which is just leave the country, the state, the ability to podcast, just leave it all and go and just enjoy yourself. Don't even think about the people who are still out here making all the things that you're a part of work when you leave. So, yeah, just I hope the only thing that matters is that you enjoyed yourself. Yeah, but like I said, he'll be back next week, assuming that a new vacation doesn't pop up between now and then. It's always risky, but that's all I got. So, it's a longer episode without Gerald around too. He's not here to tap on his watch while I'm trying to talk, while I'm trying to get my point out. So we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.